Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, here we are just a few days away from Christmas. The kids are all excited. They're all out of school. What are they going to do for the next couple of weeks until it's time to go back? Joining us right now from the St. Clair County Library, children's librarian and the head of children's services at the library, Kristen Steiger. Kristen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What an interesting year this has been for the library. You folks have really had to pivot and come up with some innovative new ways to keep people connected to the library, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, all of our programming's had to go online, and, you know, we've had to operate curbside, so yeah, there's been a lot of changes.
But, you know, people still rely on the library. They still want to keep connected and still looking for things to do, including kids. So what are some of the things that you've done to help out families and those with children this year? And, of course, we want to talk about what's coming up in the next few weeks as we approach the holidays.
Yeah, well, we actually have a really awesome event going on right now. So, parents, you can bring your kids or you can come by yourself. That's fine. We understand there's situations right now. But if you come to any of our branches today or tomorrow, during our operating hours, we are giving out free books to children 0 to 13 years old. So just contact whatever location you're planning on going to just to make sure you're signed up appropriately for that branch to come pick up your books. But yeah, you get a book and an awesome backpack. It'll be great. And then next week we have three awesome events going on. Now all of these are digital and online. So first on December 28th, we're going to have Mad Science Detroit performing their wacky winter science show. So it's going to be, we're going to have an awesome presenter. They're going to walk us through some crazy awesome science experiments. There's also a couple, we have the forms on our events page, but there's a couple experiments that families could do at home along with our performers. It's going to be a 100 screen Zoom event, so we ask that you register once per household, but the registration is on our calendar, on our events page, on our website. And then we also have on the 29th, author Kayla Knoll is going to be talking about her debut children's novel, Coup. She'll be doing a presentation, a reading, and then a Q&A session. And once again, this is a 100-screen Zoom event. Register once per household, and it's on our webpage to register. And then on the 30th, we're going to have Tailwise, and they're going to be doing their performance of Aliens Escape from Earth. And that is also a 100-screen Zoom event, and they're going to be showing us an animated story mixed with next-gen science segments, and we're going to have an awesome, energetic host to guide us on our adventure. It should be a great time. Once again, register once per household on our website. And all of these events next week are going to occur at 3 o'clock p.m.
Thank goodness for the internet. Thank goodness for the technology that allows us to be able to do things virtually, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yep, Zoom has been a lifesaver.
Certainly has. It looks like things are going to be status quo for a while. It'll be sometime before things get back to normal or whatever normal is going to turn out to be there at the library. But you're going to do your best, I know, to keep people connected, aren't you?
Yes. And as far as children's stuff, you know, next year we still have our story times on Facebook. We're going to be doing more programming. So, yeah, just keep an eye on our calendar. We're going to have stuff popping up.
You mentioned the free book giveaway for kids. When is that? And how do people participate? Do they need to call ahead of time or just pull up curbside?
Yeah, so the book event, so it started yesterday. It's just our 3 days right before Christmas Eve. So we got today, and then we also have tomorrow. And our hours today are 11 to 7 at all branches, and our hours tomorrow are 9 to 5. So they just need to give a phone call to one of our branches because we are doing curbside pickup. Depending on how many people might be picking up books, we might need to do some scheduling arrangements. But yeah, just give the branch, your home branch that you're going to go to, a phone call, and they'll let you know what they need you to do to come pick up your free books.
All right. Well, fantastic. Kristen, thanks so much for telling us about it. Thanks for all that you and everybody at the library has been doing this year. I know it hasn't been easy, but you guys have been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. You bet. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Bye. Bye-bye.